Jeremy Bradley back here live in Nova Scotia. Still, not jet lag hasn't even had time to set in, and they've already got me running around here, still at the Glooskap Heritage Center with Joe. Now, there's some words that, a whole different language and letters and the way words are pronounced and the syllables, and it's incredible to learn. So you were saying that there's some different words, and you're going to teach me how to do that. So one of them is hello, and one is not goodbye, but it means goodbye, right?
Yeah, and the first one is generally just greetings, and the word for that is a very simple word, and it's gwe, and K-W-E, and the word for not goodbye, but I'll see you, or I'll see you again, is namoltis, or namoltis up, and that's something that people can learn on their own while they're here with a interactive piece, but it's something that I like to highlight, especially not having a word for goodbye in many of First Nation languages, and I'm sure many languages around the world, but the whole idea of saying goodbye is something that's kind of forever, and we didn't believe in that because we always believed in you'd be able to see that person again in one shape or form.
And so we're at the Glooskap Heritage Center, and people might be wondering, what is that? What does that mean? Tell me the story about that.
Well, Glooskap Heritage Center was named after a historical figure, kind of a legend or a myth in the area, which is named Glooskap. And the word Glooskap means a man from nothing. And Glooskap was created in the Bay of Fundy here with a bolt of lightning. And basically, he was immobile, and he just kind of watched things happen around him. Until another bolt of lightning kind of set him free and allowed him to roam around the area and learn how to use the resources around him and then teach him to the people who were first created in the area.
Now, just as we walk through these doors here in the back, there is a giant statue. You're telling me some facts about that. How tall is it? What's the significance of the statue?
The statue is 40 feet tall, and one of the main reasons it's 40 feet tall is because in our legends, Glooskap was a giant. But another kind of point why it's 40 feet tall is also the average height of our tides here in Nova Scotia in the Bay of Fundy. So people can get a first-hand look without actually seeing the tides on just how significant the change would actually be from being low tide to high tide and the significance of how much water actually comes in here. So those are just a couple points why our statue is set the way it is. But again, it's a bronze statue to signify that it was created from the mud here in the Bay of Fundy.
Mm-hmm. And we've got pictures of that on our website. So everything from Nova Scotia, you can go to jbonair.com. We've got a link on the front page there. And we've got, I guess, about 17 seconds left. Phone number, website address, how can we find out more about this place?
Well, if you want to reach our frontline staff here, you can call 902-843-3493. Or you can go to the GlooskapHeritageCenter.com and be able to check out what we have online in terms of our information.
Lots to look at and lots to learn. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.